ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday night 3/19/2021. Chapter 59, Isaiah. And this is for all the tares, for all the evil ones, for all of those who have stolen elections, for all of those who lay up with all of the evil people at the top, the fallen angels, the Illuminati, the Cognoscenti, the Alumbrados, and all of the people of the high Luciferian command. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice, eggs, and weave the spider's web. He that eateth their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed beneath out into viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, all I can think about is all these vaccines and all this stuff and all the things I'm starting to read and all of it being designed to put the kill on you. Like Brother Quayle said for years, a shot in the arm, a shot in the head, either way you end up dead, you know. Their feet run to evil and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. You know, isn't that interesting? Trump smacked back on Syria one time or so. He also deployed stuff to get ready on Korea, North Korea, but basically he wanted to end the wars. These people are in there now. The communistas, the communists, the red Chinese, 1.45 billion given to Joe, Red China Joe's son, Hunter. And you see what that buys him. I'm reminded again, you remember how when I came out, when they were looking at the inauguration, they showed Red China Joe. Remember I said he had a Chinese security guard there, supposedly, allegedly, Secret Service. But I'm telling you, remember, they also hired for that specialized security guards in addition to the Secret Service. And so, you know, $1.45 billion? Does that buy you an inside man with Red China Joe? I guess he was there this morning, or this afternoon or whatever, right before Red China Joe decided to do his little boxer dance up the steps and fell on his butt. And old Kamala, I could just see Kamala, you know, Commissar Kamala saying, oh boy, crossing her fingers, you know, crossing her fingers, I guarantee you. Maybe she put a little voodoo spell on him or something as he went up the deal. I have no idea. But all I know is that there is evil in the world and it is afoot and it's starting to go and it's starting to come to attack America. Now, I saw it, Brother SteveQuayle.com. SteveQuayle.com. Go up there. You can look at all kinds of stuff. The interesting thing is Ukraine's open up mortar fire and the Russia deploys the S-500 as NATO and U.S. ships enter the Black Sea. Meanwhile, the NATO and U.S. ships apparently are looking that way, but apparently the Russians have already scooted out their missile ships out of the Black Sea and through the straits there, you know, at Istanbul, what is it, the Dardanelles or whatever they call it, and brought them on out into the ocean. Well, they can still hit any ships inside the sea. You also remember when it was that one pass when the USS Donald Cook was in the Black Sea. You remember that? One pass by a MiG or a Sukhoi, and all of the systems went dark except for the emergency lights. You remember that? And it shut down the entire, all of the weapons systems, the radars, the specialized guns, the missile systems, the whole nine yards. And it's an Arleigh Burke class, you see, Arleigh Burke class destroyer with the Aegis systems. Shut the whole Aegis down. So what are they going to do? And then the Russians also had jammers and stuff already as the Brits took off from the bases in Cyprus. There's a secret base back all there. You could have seen that in the James Bond movies years ago, but it's there. And it's a special ops base and a secret British base. And, you know, the Americans go in and out of there as well. So the fact is that you got a war ongoing in the Ukraine, the Russian proxies, the Russians, and now the Americans. And the S-500, okay, and they've got it. They call that Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods, right, and all that. And then and they've also got a lesser 300 S-350 on the Crimean territory, and Ukraine masses troops, tanks, and armor in the same area. Well, the S-500, in case you don't know it, that S-500 is the top Russian defense, missile defense, and that thing can track, as I recall, it can track probably more than 10,000 targets. I think it's probably 12,000 targets out to a distance of 500 miles from where it's located. Well, you get that, you get a whole lot of territory in that deal, plus tied in with an S-350 or S-300, whatever it is, then that gives another distance out there. The Russians have got missiles going in that scenario, all right? Their subs are out of the Black Sea and ready to rock and roll anywhere, you see. They've got subs out. They've got probably the Bulova missiles in them. Aren't they some of the ones that can go the hyper? If not, they can still deliver multiple warheads on a target. You know what I'm saying? So now we're playing with fire. And we're playing with the Gog-Magog War. Playing with the Gog-Magog War. You know what I mean? And you got American ships and British ships inside of a captive sea. So if they knock out the straits there at Istanbul and take it out, then all that stuff's stuck in there and just massively available for targeting. All right? It's just crazy. We're going to go to war with all this crap? USS Monterey, part of the CVN number 69, N69, began its Straits transit into the Black Sea to conduct maritime security operations in the region. U.S. Navy ships and aircraft routinely operate the Black Sea in support of our NATO allies and partners. All right, well, I'm going to tell you what. This thing could get hot, and when it gets hot, it's going to go all the way into the Middle East, the whole nine ones. M1 Abrams tanks departed Savannah, Georgia. I'm getting this out of Al Turner's report. Be a roll-on or roll-off vessel for use in the NATO exercise. You got the M1 Abrams. So this is war getting ready to start. Getting ready to go. And then the Russians got their missile cruiser and all that area, but they got their kilos and all the different other subs out there. And isn't that really cool? The U.S. Navy recruitment poster, you see, has, instead of a U.S. Navy submarine as part of the recruitment poster, it has a Kilo-class, a Russian Kilo-class submarine, depicting it as an American submarine. Damn, Navy today couldn't get out of its own skivvies. But I'm going to tell you what, the old Navy, the old Blue Water Navy, and the people that I know exactly what's going on. So anyway, that scenario is just nothing but fraught with problems, and I'll tell you, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm going to tell you, what does Lord Jesus say to us? Well, let me just read it, because, you know, rather than paraphrase it, let me read it real quick, because it just doesn't take any time to turn to it. I've got the page marked, you know what I'm saying? I've got the page marked. There it is right here, Matthew 24. There it is. And here we go. All right, here it is, right here. All right. Verse 21, Matthew 24, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved." That means if the days were not short, everybody on the planet is going to die. Let me translate for those of you that are sitting there, all right, and not understanding. Then, you see, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And that doesn't mean everybody who goes to a Christian church or this or that or the other is going to be part of the elect. And if you don't know if you are or you're not, you ought to get on your knees, repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And to start to wash you clean with his blood. To wash you clean. But I'm going to tell you what, that doesn't mean that when the enemies of Lord Jesus, when the evil people, when the evil Luciferian scum who want to grind Christians and kill Christians, and believe you me, if you're sitting in the military and you're a Christian and you don't want to take the vaccine, they've got you assigned to quarters and they're working on you and they're hammering you and they're trying to do you and they ain't even gonna let you get promoted or nothing. If you're a Caucasian, if you're white and in the U.S. military, your days are done, brother. And I got nothing against the black man, nothing against the brown man, nothing against the tan man, the green man, the yellow man, the red man, any of it. But I'm going to say this, they're looking for you to do you. And unless you get down on your knee and declare your white guilt, your white supremacy and all that bullshit, well, let me tell you what, you know, horse hockey, don't allow it to occur. Tell them to go bop-bop ghoul, you know, or whatever. That's Italian, but I don't want to talk like that. But it basically puts the word of sun don't shine, all right? And if they're going to do you, then I'm sorry, that's the way it is, you know, because you cannot operate inside of a military that is now talking about being on the side of the red Chinese and everybody's going to turn and now go after the American population. Oh, you think not? Go to stevequayle.com and look at the story he put up there. Look at the story about in the Flathead Valley in Montana. Feds confiscate guns in Flathead Valley with 30 vehicles, 3 tanks, and a helicopter. And it's all because some guy's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, said that he was a homicidal maniac and he had guns. They took all of his guns. They hit the house. He was on the front porch with his hands up, just jeans and a shirt, hands up. And instead, they hit his house and threw a concussion grenade right on where he would have been sleeping. So that means they already knew all of the inside and all the stuff. They took all of his guns, all of his stuff, and these are feds, all kind of big-time feds, and they did not seek permission of the local sheriff. The local sheriff knew nothing about it. And then and a day later when they took the guy in and they handcuffed his neighbor who has got nothing to do with any of it, and then they sent the notices to the neighbor's address as well as to the other. I'm going to tell you what. That sheriff ought to arrest those federal agents. Ought to arrest every one of the federal agents and put them in jail for in violation. And I'm going to tell you, they're coming for you. They've just passed some new gun legislation in the House today. They're coming for you, and I told you what they're going to do. Domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. domestic counterinsurgency, or those military, paramilitary, political, economic, psychological, and civic actions taken by a government to defeat civic domestic insurgency. It is an offensive approach involving all elements of national power. It can take place across the range of operations and spectrum of conflict. It includes strategic and operational planning, intelligence development, analysis, training, materiel, technical advice, infrastructure development, tactical level operations, and many elements of PSYOP. Generally, the preferred method of support are through assistance to local loyalists to the Red China Joe, and the segregation and relocation of identified dissidents. Segregation and relocation. That means put in trucks, you dummies, of identified dissidents and disloyal elements. If you're a Trump voter, if you're a Christian, if you're a veteran, if you're for the Bill of Rights, if you're for the Second Amendment, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, then you are disloyal to this red Chinese bought and paid for Illuminati Luciferian scumbag Red China Joe government. Disloyal elements to areas where they can be retrained and re-educated. Did you hear me? This is from the Army's document, which was brought out 12 October 2008. George Bush signed directives, which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. The preferred method of support are through assistance to local loyalists and the segregation and relocation of identified dissidents and disloyal elements, anybody with the MAGA hat, to areas where they can be retrained and reeducated. And leaders must consider the roles of military, intelligence, diplomatic, law enforcement, information, finance, economic elements. They call it midlife. It's one of their acronyms, midlife, in domestic counterinsurgency. Regional, this is their responsibilities, the counterinsurgency. Regional combat commanders are responsible for conducting, planning, preparing, and executing and assessing military operations in their areas of responsibility in support of counterinsurgency. There are three direct operations critical to supporting domestic internal counterinsurgency. Okay. I'll tell you, I could go down this thing and read this to you. And this thing is just, this is what they're implementing. This is what they're doing. So this guy's ex-girlfriend puts up a bunch of lies about the guy to get him into trouble. They go, he surrenders, and they hit his house with concussion grenades, go in and take his mother, who's got dementia, who's old, and his girlfriend. They sit on them. They probably cuff them or throw them to the ground. All right. Well, let me tell you what. Here's what old Solzhenitsyn had to say. Old Solzhenitsyn. Before I read Solzhenitsyn, let me read something, unless you consider me colluding with a Russian. Here's what Harry S. Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's what Harry S. Truman said. Now, here's what Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn said. He had been arrested by the KGB and the MKVD and all of that stuff and put into the Siberian camps. And here's what he had to say after he got out. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. The cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. You get this now? The high Luciferian Albert Pike wrote the three world wars, the letters about the third world wars, you know, to Giuseppe Mazzini. The Third World War. He wrote them in 1871. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Those are the people that tear everything down, the nihilists. They want to turn everything into nothing, to grind it down. The Antifa, the BLM, all of these people. All right? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall promote a formidable social cataclysm, which is already starting again this year, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery. Yeah, the origin of savagery, a lot of it's being conducted through the FBI, who's got internal people trying to run the stuff that took place on January 6th. The former Navy personnel guy, the former Navy SEAL or whatever, UDT, whatever he was, that was involved in trying to get the Proud Boys or the 3%ers, the Oath Keepers, to do bad things and helping them and trying to set it all up, you see. Being run by the FBI, who are now the big crooks. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. Well, that's another thing. Jesus said that everybody would be hated in his name, you know, for the sake of believing in him and what happened, for being a Christian. And now, all of that's starting to come to the fore. California, they're saying that Christians are theocratic killers, okay? And all of this kind of stuff. And there's a turn against it. A turn against Christians completely in the government and what have you. And they're trying to make like this kid who, the three named MK Ultra shooter who shot the Asians. And then Biden went right to it in Atlanta. And he canceled the one thing, his big rah-rah meeting or celebration of the deal of the rescue plan. And really what he was there was to congratulate all the people that stole the election for him. That also may have taken some money from the Red Chinese. Allegedly. All I know is this. He then went into a little bit of diatribe. I never heard such crap. And then Kamala, Commissar Kamala, apologized for the internment of the Japanese in California back to World War II. And they should not have been interned. That is correct. But that has been a scenario where now they're trying to divide out Asians from the rest of America. They're putting a new category. So now they're going to have that. So all I know is that when I look at all the Asian attacks in California, the ones I've seen on video, it's been like black street gang guys. Go up and slug them and knock them to the ground and try to rob them. Same way with New York. But now they're trying to make it look like white Christians from Southerners who love pizza, guns, and God, you see. But they're sex deviants, right? Well, what about all the LGBTQ 547369s, you know? And the Z's, he's, she's, bika baka bakas, okay? So Pike says, we'll exterminate those destroyers of the civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, who he says whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an idea but without knowing where to render its adoration. Then Pike says they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out of the public view, and this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And that is the plan that right now also they're working on. Every step of the five-dimensional Lucy chessboard, at every level of the game, the lie is different. They're doing the weather weapons. They're doing all of this stuff against us. And now they're going to come for the guns. And if you don't think that they're not going to, these people are going to do the, they're going to get rid of the, they're going to get rid of it. They'll get rid of the filibuster. They're going to pack the court. They'll bring on this, on Puerto Rico. They'll bring on D.C. They'll probably bring on Guam, bring on Samoa as states. And then in order to do that, they'll make sure that only Democrats are running those areas, and they'll bring them on board, and everybody will vote Democratic. And there will never, ever be another Republican president, and there'll be very few Republican senators or congresspeople unless we get lucky in 2022. But let me tell you something. If you read your Bible, and you read what Lord Jesus had to say in the red letters in Matthew 24, Luke 21, in Revelations, okay, all of those things that you know is what he says in the red letters, he is not saying, Jesus doesn't say, oh, there's going to be a political solution to all these problems. If we vote like the right way, then everything will be fine. No. It would be a potential to be able to set up revival if there was a good governance going on that was at least constitutional. They're going to raise the taxes. And incidentally, Biden said nobody under $400,000 will pay any less taxes, any more taxes than they do now. Well, the first thing is he's going to get rid of all the Trump tax cuts. So what that means is anybody who got a tax cut from Trump won't have one anymore. The average person is going to pay at least $2,000 more a year, probably more, when you include in what they're going to do with the gasoline tax. And they're going to try to institute you're going to be taxed by the number of miles you drive. And you'll then have to register your car and probably go to an inspection station to make sure that your thing is not been tricked out, your odometer has not been tricked, and all of this stuff. Or maybe when you drive on the road, now there's guideposts, you have to hook something up to your car that measures every time you go by what your car's VIN number is and all of that. And so then they can also just arrest you for speeding if you go over 1 mile an hour of the speed limit. $100 fine. All of this stuff. This is going to go on. You're going to have $5, $6, $7 a gallon gasoline. And then you're going to get taxed per mile too. Okay? They're going to destroy this country. This country is going to be destroyed. And the Republicans think they're at the country club and they're going to have a good election. They should be in the big cities right now. The representatives, the senators, should go to Chicago, New York, L.A., Dallas, St. Louis, Kansas City, Detroit, Denver, all the different places, Sacramento, Miami Beach, all over the place, Milwaukee, wherever it is, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, all up and down the line, okay? And they should be going in there and saying, hey, this is what we did with Trump. You had a overall 3.9% unemployment. Now it's going up. We gave you tax cuts under Trump. And now Biden's going to raise all the taxes up. Supposedly they're talking tough. And why did they bring the Chinese into Alaska? That's the dumbest place to have had that meeting you'd ever want to have it. Because now they brought in all kind of assets, and who knows who got off the planes and stuck around and is now infiltrated into Alaska. And then they go at each other with the stuff, and all that's to make it look good, like they're fighting each other. When everything Joe Biden's doing is going to send the jobs and the factories are going to go back to China. And then China is getting Joe Biden to go with the NATO to go against Putin and Russia in hopes that Putin destroys the United States. And then the United States and NATO then hurt Russia, and then the Chinese can come in and pick up all the pieces. This is what's ongoing. They're thinking down the road to Armageddon, where they got a 200 million man army. Well, let me tell you something there, Xi Jinping and all your boys and your trillionaires and the Li family and all the ones over there, the Illuminati of China, the ones who have all the gold, all the stuff. They're sitting over there saying, ha ha, we kill all the Christians. We come to America and take the guns and we will get the grain and the cattle and the timber and the gold and the silver and the oil and the natural gas and all of that stuff. And they're already, let me tell you something, ladies. While you're gooping around on Facebook and Twitterbird and Instagram, and showing your picture and all that stuff and talking about your likes, your dislikes, and what you want from a man and this and that. You talk about your children and all of that. The Red Chinese military is watching your Facebook and is already starting to pick out their wives for when they take over here. Get off of the Facebook. Get off of the Twitter. Quit filling in your dossier every day. You ought to see the picture, the Montana Daily Gazette. Go to stevequayle.com, look at the story, and that sheriff ought to go and arrest him. Feds confiscate guns in Flathead Valley with 30 vehicles, 3 tanks, and a helicopter. And the guy's on the front porch with his hands in the air. No weapons, nothing. All on a report from an ex-girlfriend who hates the guy. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go wild weasel in this country. And if you think not, well, then you better just start whistling, you know, past the graveyard, because I'm going to tell you, that's all you're doing right now. Silver, $26.25. Gold, $17.44.90. Up $8.40 for gold and up 19 cents for silver today. But they're still artificial keeping it down. Don't go into their all their stupid digital currencies and all this crap. And you're going to see Commissar Kamala here pretty quick if old, you know, Red China Joe keeps falling up the steps. They ought to take him up on a ought to take him up on one of them elevator chairs, you know, up the side of the deal, you know. But I'm sure that Kim Jong-un's sister, who really runs the show, and I'm sure old Xi, and I'm sure old Putin, and I'm sure old all of the Ayatollahs are just quaking in their boots about Red China Joe, how tough the boy is. Do you see Putin? He's also got his picture out, no shirt, in Siberia, in the desert, with his, in the Siberian forest, the Chaika, with his horse, you know. They go out there to a place where the Spetsnaz trains, and it's like, you know, 40 degrees, they're sitting there, no shirts, fighting and doing all kind of stuff and doing flips in the air and doing all the different, Spetsnaz hand-to-hand combat. Did you ever see any of that stuff where they roll the knives and they try to kill each other with the knife? They just roll with the knife. They flip the guy. They do this, that, and the other. Look that up on the YouTube sometime. Russian Spetsnaz hand-to-hand combat or whatever, you know? And look and see what they're doing. And while our U.S. military is trying to get pink jockstraps LGBTQ547 39s in the picture, probably the Spetsnaz has gone back to where you have to kill your buddy as the final act to get into the Spetsnaz, all right? This thing is serious stuff. Did you ever see, like, you know, 5,000 Chinese troops training high up in the Himalayas, no shirt on, in the snow, doing calisthenics and doing kung fu and other martial arts in the snow, you know, where it's up there cold as Billy Heck, you know? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I can tell you this. Alice. Oh, yeah, my old buddy, there's a really tough old bird in the mountains in Utah. He's got a horse ranch. He's an engine. He's a good one. He says about the guy up in Montana, he had no shirt, so they didn't have to frisk him, and he had all kinds of FFL permits, even for full automatic weapons. He should have declared it a whatever zone, like they called it in Portland, Seattle. And, all right, crazy horse, God bless you. You better get that old buff gun out and get it sighted in and keep it down the road about a half a mile. You know what I'm saying? Have it down there ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to do anything now that if you're just coming to the fore to get you to understand it. But that's not my game, and never has been my game, to talk generally to a general audience. My charges, as I was recruited by the Archangel Michael in a live awakening vision where I was able to see into an angelic world as they opened it for me to see and to hear and to smell and all of it, to experience it. And that Archangel Michael and Gabriel stood next to him, and they gave me the charge of striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And then number two, to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear, of what is to come and how to prepare for it, possibly. My goal has never been to be a general preacher, but I do try to bring Lord Jesus into it, because essentially I was hired to work for him on his behalf and to take up his words and to read his words to you. And then since then I ask Lord, I say, Lord, give me a scripture for the day to read. And somebody sent me something earlier today. God bless them. A real fine group, a real fine, nice family out of California. And one of the things in the stuff they sent was Isaiah 59 that I read you today. Because I'll tell you, the cockatrice eggs and the spider webs, that reminds me of Fauci and all these people who are breeding the bats with the polecats and the Luciferian scumbags and the demonic juice and all the stuff. And who want to kill off 7 billion people or 7.5 billion people on the planet and reduce it down to only 500 million under a perfect harmony and in perpetuity. Georgia Guidestones. Old Beijing, old Red China Joe Beijing, probably up in the Georgia Guidestones prior to going down to Atlanta. Probably was up there, you know. Reading them Georgia Guidestones on the mountain. Now, you want to keep old Hawk in the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Keep old Hawk in the game. Striking blows against the Lucys. Anything can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes, silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, whatever it might be. A piece of gold, whatever it is. Hawk, check, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold, because I'll tell you, that is my prayer that he would. And to all of those out there who are having a problem or who got the cancer, have got any kind of a thing, hard problems. The lady last night that we prayed for is getting ready to have the triple bypass if the doctor thinks she's going to be strong enough for it. And, you know, that Mary Lou B. And then my friend down there in Florida. My friend there in Beatrice, Nebraska. And all the different people around the country. In Bellevue, Washington. In Walla Walla. The old Marine. The old Jarhead. All kind of people out there that I know about. And the old Cold War warrior. Lord Jesus, we go to all of them right now. And all the others that you know, Lord, that have trouble, that have sickness or illness. Lord Jesus, we go to them right now. And will you touch them immediately upon when they hear this message? Will you go to them and provide them a medical miracle and restore them to health tonight, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go and do some preps to get yourself some gold or silver, or to get yourself, say, night vision or other things that Brother Steve Quayle has available. And one of the best things Brother Quayle has available is the education and the information and the pictures, the DVDs, the books that you can then learn and understand what is getting ready to happen on this planet. The Lord Jesus has, our Father in Heaven, blessed Brother Quayle to be on the forefront of bringing out the stuff about the giants and all of the different things. The Breathe New Evil book that he wrote years ago. The Weather Warfare book, the Aliens, Fallen Angels, the Giants, Xenogenesis, Angel Fire, or Angel Wars, Empire Beneath the Ice, all the stuff that he's brought out over the years, and the DVDs, and then the upcoming conference, or it's going to be streamed on video streaming, live in June, I believe. Go to stevequayle.com. Or to call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And Brother Quayle will tell you if you've got all of your preps done with the food and the water filtration and the ammo and the firearms and the medical supplies and the gas mask, all of that. Brother Quayle would tell you, hey, then it's okay to buy yourself some gold and silver. But you can also get radiation detectors from Brother Quayle. He's got radiation detectors. He's got night vision. He's got all kind of stuff like that. If you get Steve or Daryl or if you get his son Tyler or what have you, you tell him Old Hawk sent you and tell him to get you set up and get you fixed up quick. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's people in Indochina, the old French Indochine, France Indochine. And the people over there, the Nunamakers, have been over there for years. Now they're located in France, originally out of Pennsylvania area. But the people that they administer to, the Montagnards, the mountain tribes, each with their own dialect. And a lot of people that listen to the show have been providing a little wherewithal in order to buy Bibles in the dialect and a songbook for the individual mountain villages. And they've trained up pastors over there who are now training other pastors, and they're going over four or five countries in that area of the old French Indochine. And here's how to get some money to them for people. The Montagnards, the Mount people, are on fire for the Lord Jesus. They still have ways to get the Bibles printed and to take them in up there in kind of clandestine means of getting them, smuggling them in to those villages. And you ought to see, I'm looking at pictures of them right now. Just incredible. They got their own Bible and their own songbook. They're baptizing in water. They're doing prayers. They're laying hands on people. They're doing all kind of stuff. And I will tell you what, they run a leper colony. They do all kind of things up in there. Rejoicing in the Lord Jesus. If you want to help the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie Nunamaker, send check, money order, cash, whatever it might be, to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunamaker or Mountain Village Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, 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 Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067 of the good old USA. And may the Lord Jesus touch David Debbie Nunamaker right now, and may he provide them with medical miracles and restore them to full health and vigor, because they have done a fantastic job as missionaries in the East for 40 or 50 years over there. And now they operate out of France because that is the easiest way, because it used to be French Indochina. But if you can, send them some money, and let's get another Bible or two out with a good songbook in the people's own language so they can hear the word of the Lord Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that power is just as good as in the mountains of Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China. It's as powerful there as it would be in Montana, or up in Iowa, in Hampton, or old, oh, man. In the mountains of the Carolinas, up in the Buffalo Gals neighborhood, up in the Maniacs of Maine's neighborhood, in the Uper, in Wisconsin, down in Tejas. Oh, yeah. Hello. A good shout out tonight to the peace officers down there in the old. Well, you know the section down there. I'm not going to call it out because then that alerts people. But let's just say down in there where there's a lot of railroad tracks and where the railroad tracks cross. And all those in other places, too. And I just was talking about yesterday, I think a little bit, but I talked to some people today. You know, Biden and all these people, they put all of those unaccompanied children into the Dallas. How did they get them into the Dallas Convention Center? And if Dallas was wanting to have a convention for business purposes or something, and it's filled up with thousands upon thousands of these children who are coming across every day unaccompanied. Well, that was put into that place because that's where Trump had about 20,000 people inside for the rally and about 50, 60,000 outside all up and down the streets, and they had extra big screens outside. You remember how big that rally was back during the election campaign? I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the food prices are going up daily. There's going to be shortages. There's going to be stuff that disappears. I would urge everybody to get their garden seeds, get as many of them as you can. Even if you don't plant them all this year, then keep some back in a nice dry, cool, dark place, okay? And have them for the near future. And I would start to plant here as soon as you can and get your garden going. But I would also tell you to get Meyer lemons, to get a dwarf Meyer lemon tree, a dwarf orange tree, a dwarf apple, a dwarf fig tree, all that stuff. And the apples, you could plant them out in the yard. They grow 4 or 5 feet tall. That's all the taller they get. But the Meyer lemon and the orange tree, or there's the limes too, you can get. They're dwarf. So you get them where they're capped out about 5 feet, 4.5, 5 feet. You put them in a relatively sunny window area somewhere in a big pot, and you'll have citrus fruit all winter long. All right? You'll have citrus fruit. All right? So you can get vitamin C. This is going to be a scenario where you're going to have to start to think about guerrilla warfare, because they're going to come for your guns. But you might be able to walk through the side and be the resistance they don't see or hear. But you're going to have some extra bolt holes. You're going to have the ability to feed yourself so you don't have to take their food, which then makes you susceptible to going down and going through the gates into the giant football stadium or basketball assembly hall or the convention center, you see, wherever they can put the guillotine at, you know? You think I'm kidding? Look up domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. 12 October 2008. Look it up. See if you can find that online. And then also, January 11th, Executive Order 2010 by Obama, establishment of the Council of Governors. That's for the Council of Governors that will operate under the FEMA regions, under martial law, which already is in effect to the degree they want it to be. However, out there, you sheriffs, if you're constitutional sheriffs, you will run your counties properly, and you will not allow arrests to be made inside your county by the feds if they're going to come and confiscate weapons. And you should not go along with them in any kind of endeavor like that. Question 46, I believe, was what? Would you operate and take orders from a United Nations general? Question 47, after the Congress and the President declared that all guns should be returned into the government within 30 days, that after said 30 days is up and then another warning of 15 days, if you've not returned the guns, then the question was to the military, would you be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens under the course of gun confiscation? And the answer, it better be now, no. And to you, law enforcement officers, quit thinking about that so much and thinking about being peace officers and being with the people. That doesn't mean you lay down and you take the knee and you do that and the other. But it also doesn't mean that you don't have to grind them. That you should keep them from killing each other or fighting in the street like an old town marshal used to do. If it was a fair fight in the future, heck, maybe that's all right too. But don't go into their Luciferian at night without a fight out there. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the Luciferian scum and those of the Illuminati. Those who would come against us. Bandango Ranger, I know you're ready. Oh, pick you up. Yeah, I know. Just. Oh, road and track. Good. Push. Feel good. Keep it up, boy. But keep cutting up, too. Mathematics. Correct word. Fabulous. Nice. Take care of your sister, Lil. Good night.